Welcome to Pembroke Investigations. The plot thickens and we're diving deeper into the mystery. This is a serialised audio drama, and as such, you will be better informed by starting at the beginning. So if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, we do advise you go back and listen to them first. The mystery will still be waiting when you return. If you have listened to the previous episodes, welcome back. Now, let's catch up. Last time, Charlie uncovered even more troubling connections between the missing amulet, Jamie's disappearance, and whispers of a dangerous history linked to the Abbey. Just as it seemed like he was getting closer to the truth, tensions rose, and so did the stakes. This week, Charlie follows new leads, but can he trust the people he's relying on? Get ready, because here at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.
Good morning, Claire. Is Anna available?
I'll just check, Charlie. Hi, Anna. Charlie is here to see you. Okay, I'll send him in. She's in her office, just over there.
Thanks, Claire.
Come in, Charlie.
Last night I received a package at the inn. It contained a USB with the video. I've got a copy here.
I can't believe it. But why?
I don't know. It makes finding Jamie even more important. If he has the amulet, we need to find out why he's done this.
Are you sure it's him?
It shows Jamie breaking in and stealing the amulet. It's clearly him.
How did someone get that video?
I don't know, Anna. I really don't know.
Why would Jamie do this?
I was going to ask you. Was he having money problems?
Not that I know of. He had a flat at the Abbey and didn't need for anything. He smoked a bit and he would have needed money for that, but I think he got a wage from the library. He never spoke about needing money to me.
I need to go back to Ballaston House. I found some items which I think belonged to Jamie. Someone was there, but they fled. I think he might be squatting or someone who knows something, anyway.
I'll go to Grace with the video. I still can't believe he would do this.
When we find him, we can find out why. Hello. Hello, where are you? Hey! Why are you running? There's nothing in that mort house. What the? Where the hell did they go? What was that? It was in the walls. Nothing there. Hold on. What's that? Those marks on the floor. There's something here. A door, maybe? There's a gap. If I can just... there we go. A passage. So that's where they went. Hello? Jamie? Nothing. I need to record this. This is voice note 013 for case number FA7638. I am in Ballaston Burial Ground and have found a hidden door in the mort house. Think it might be a priest's hole. Someone came in here. A person around my height wearing all black. The door leads to a passage. It goes down at a slight angle and the walls are all stone. This passage is... old. These tunnels look older than the mort house. Could the mort house have been built specifically for this tunnel? I need a torch. The walls are getting closer together, and there appears to be... Yes, there are doorways in the walls. One on the right, and further down, one on the left. There's water on the walls here, so we must be underground. I need to carefully check each room. The runner might still be here. The room has an arched roof. It's low. There are two large rock shelves on either side and a metal ring on a square plate attached to the back wall. It's rusty. Is this an extension of the Mart House? It seems older. Maybe it was used before the Mart House? Oh god, it's cold. The next room is the same. Two shelves and a ring. Same arched roof. There's nothing else in here. The corridor continues in the same direction, and there's, yes, a turn, gradual, to the left. Who's there? I'm armed. Come out now. I'm going to go back. Ugh, this is madness. It's closed. The door back to the Mart House is closed, and there doesn't seem to be a way to open it from here. Damn it. It's shut tight. I'll have to go back through the tunnel to the end. Still nothing in the other rooms. Right, I'm back at the turn. There looks like another few rooms down this corridor, but it's hard to see too far, even with the torch. The ground is getting damper and the walls are wetter here. The first room, same as the first two, except... What's that? Rope. Tied to the rhino on the end wall, but the rope looks quite new. It's tied with two hoops, one at each end. Has this been used as handcuffs? The ground looks like someone has been sat there. There are scuff marks on the floor where someone's feet would have been. What the hell is this place? The next room. What is... It's a bed. A metal bed frame with an old mattress. There are strappings on each corner. Jeez. On the shelf there are some clothes, a jumper and a pair of jeans and a pair of boots. There's also paper. Same as the Abbey. Same writing. It's Jamie's. Is this where Jamie was staying? Or held? On the floor at the other side of the bed is... bread. Been stepped on, but looked quite fresh. Whoever was here has been here the last few days. There's a symbol on this wall about 3 feet wide. It is a hexagram. A diamond shape with two arrows pointing inwards coming from each side, with a five-leafed flower in the centre. This is the same symbol that was painted on the wall in Beleskin House. There's nothing else in this room. The next room is the same as the first two. Empty. No rope here, either. Just plain. There's another turn here. Gentle, like the first. I can see... it's a chamber at the end of the tunnel. Can't hear anything. The tunnel keeps going into... I can't see the other end of the room. The walls look curved and there are conclaves on either side of the entrance and... there looks to be... I can't see all the way in. There is a table of... No, it's... Is it? It looks like an altar. It's stone, solid, around 3 meters long by 1 meter wide. There is a circle carved into the middle with a deep hole in the center. The room is circular. There look to be enclaves all the way around. At least 10 of them. What is this place for? What the... Hello? That didn't come from the tunnel, so where... Is there another exit here? This alcove looks... Yeah, this is a door. Stairs, circular stairs going up. Let's see what's up there. A wall. The stairs end at a wall. Is this a hidden door? Baleskin. This is Baleskin House. A stairwell hidden behind a wall. This is the same room I was in before. I need to head back and speak to Grace.
That's it for this episode of Pembroke Investigations. Make sure to visit www.pembrokeinvestigations.com for episode recaps, behind-the-scenes content, and updates on all our upcoming podcasts. If you'd like to support our storytelling and help us create more mysteries for you, check out www.patreon.com/inkandpause. For as little as £5.50 a month, you'll get access to early episodes, director commentaries, exclusive extras, and so much more. We'll see you next time, because here at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.